given that that's the impetus behind testing and data-driven accountability, it really, you know, we urge people to really consider all viewpoints, consider all information, and do your own research. That's what has worked for us so far. With that, you know, it's really, we really encourage everyone to not have an allegiance to any organization, any man, any woman, but to really look and see, are they suggesting unelected commissions? Are they pro-school choice? You cannot be pro-school choice and have taxpayer-funded school choice. You cannot be for that and have an aversion to standardizing our children. It can't, those two opinions cannot exist in one person. So first they need to look for that. They need to really work against any legislation that would include unelected commissions. We have enough of those and we need to do away with all of them. Because then you're being taxed and you're having no representation at that point. Perfect. In the case of Common Core, you know, they're also complaining, the talking point from these national groups is, you know, the legislatures did not approve these, so the people had no say. So they're using unelected commissions to rebrand the standards, so you wind up with more of the same, but then they're given a process through the legislation for the legislatures to vote on it. Well, once they vote on it, you no longer have that argument, do you? That talking point no longer exists. And so there's no complaint, and it would make it very difficult in a court of law to then make the case that, you know, the citizens had no say, that citizens are being taxed for something that they have no representation on. And so then the ability to rid your state of these standards under whatever name they want to put them will be nearly impossible. So that's one thing to be very wary of. The other thing is, you know, ESEA, you know, No Way ESEA, is coming back, thanks to Charlotte and her fabulous team of researchers and her network. You know, the citizens in the country were able to cause enough ruckus to slow that down. It was beaten back once, and now it's coming back, of course, because they're not going to stop. So we always have to be vigilant and ready to engage. And everything in the ESEA is, it enables everything that we've discussed today, but it enables it through grants. So, you know, while we need to fight against the ESEA reauthorization, and that's first and foremost across the nation right now, within our own states, we need to take advantage of election years. In our state, it's a big election year coming up, and we need to really look at our legislators who and our governors who are candidates, who are willing to accept these grants with all these strings that are attached.
Yep.
And we need to hold our state legislatures and our governors accountable, and because they don't ever have to accept this. We always have had state control, and state control is actually what has gotten us in this mess, because if they have the option to refuse it, then they chose to put us in this mess, and they need to determine to get us out.